Did you know adversity creates opportunity? In this message, we're going to talk about Moses. When you read about Moses in the Bible, some know he grew up as a prince and was exposed to many great marvels of mathematics and science. The truth is, none of this would have happened if it were not for the adversity that besieged his people. Had he grew up as a Hebrew slave, all he would have known was the ability to make bricks, but God knew his purpose and calling was to take his people to the promised land, and in order to lead a nation, he needed to be skilled and educated beyond making bricks from straw. Sometimes when God pulls us out of the natural or out of our natural environment, it's painful, but God doesn't pull us out to kill us. He does it to bless us. Now, Moses is 40 years old. He's articulate, educated, and bilingual. He's blessed, but he's confused. We can be blessed and still be confused. Moses is walking around struggling with issues on the inside, but on the outside, dressed up looking like a prince, but he's not. Hebrew by blood, but he's not. He is neither Hebrew nor Egyptian. When Moses sees an Egyptian and Hebrew slave fighting, what Moses sees on the outside is a reflection of what is going on inside. Many don't realize that what is on the outside is a reflection of what is going on inside. This is a big reason I always say, don't listen to what people say, but pay attention to what they do. Their actions will speak far greater than their words. The fight on the outside forced Moses to confront the fight on the inside. He's had a conflict for 40 years, but the fight brought it all to the surface. So guess what? Moses now has to choose and pick a side. Folks, many of us Christians will be forced to choose and pick a side. For some, the decision will be easy, and for others, not so easy. The relationship you have with God will determine the choice you make. Do you choose your conditioning or your pedigree? Moses chooses his heritage and kills an Egyptian. He looks to his left and right to see if anyone is watching. Then he buries the Egyptian in the sand. The next morning, what he sees on the outside is totally different than what he saw yesterday. He does not see an Egyptian and Hebrew fighting because he has made a choice only to find out there is still conflict. Now, the Hebrews are fighting, and when he rises up to solve it, now Moses' greatness is crowning, but he is not yet in a position to function at a level that he is able to think on. He's functioning like a king, but he is not a king. Now his internal conflict has gone external. His greatness is coming out. It's crowning, and when greatness crowns, it creates conflict because it does not crown when you are placed in the position. It crowns before. You're rich before you have the money. You're educated before you have the degree. You're a leader before you have the job. You're a visionary before you become a CEO. So you must go through a period of displacement where you have vision to function on a level but don't have the opportunity, which creates frustration. You say you feel this on the inside, but nothing on the outside has acknowledged you on the level you think on because your thoughts are upwards, but your situation is downward. If being an Egyptian speaking Hebrew is not conflict enough, a cultural conflict with an unresolved childhood, now God is bringing greatness out of a man that does not have a position to match his intellect. Some of us are in that same position. Right now, our life doesn't make any sense. You have thoughts and dreams on the one side, but your situation is the opposite. You're still trying to work out stuff from your childhood, but you're now a grown-up. You're in a situation trying to fix people around you while you're still conflicted on the inside. So, how can you help others but too broken to fix yourself? That is the question. In spite of his childhood background, he's trying to make a difference. There is something inside him trying to come to the surface while trying to help people, the Hebrews, that don't even like him because they think he's an Egyptian. Have you ever been in a situation trying to help someone that doesn't want the help or doesn't even like you and giving you the most H-E-double-L? There is nothing worse than being hurt by someone you're trying to help. Are you scared to answer the phone or your email or the door because you're afraid another fight in your life will break out? You have fighting on the inside, fighting on the outside, and fighting in your personal life. Moses is just trying to break up the fight between the two Hebrews, and another says to him, "Who are you to try and straighten us out? Who made you the prince?" Truth is, God made him prince, but he was trying to do the right thing at the wrong time. Don't try to get there before your time. Just because you think you can think there, you have not been placed there. You can be anointed, but not appointed. You can be appointed to be king over Israel, as was David, and still be sent out to shovel sheep dung. One of the tests of greatness is your ability to survive frustration. God will sometimes place greatness in isolation. You must be able to survive frustration in order to be eligible to be a leader. If you can't handle internal frustration, you definitely can't handle external frustration. If frustration on the inside makes you quit, what will you do when you have frustration on the outside? What is amazing about this message is that this message is talking to me directly. I needed this word from God because for those that know me and hear me on my soapbox, I consider myself a watchman on the wall. And I deal with frustration, the frustration of trying to warn or bring issues to people's attention and feel sometimes it's falling on deaf ears. Truth is, I know it's not, but I want and expect everyone to get it, but it's not always the time and place. A part of me wanted to give up from frustration, and three different people that don't even know each other all told me, "Michael, keep doing what you're doing, and don't worry if people don't get it or don't read or listen to the message. Just keep doing what God has called you to do." I just want to say thanks, and you guys know who you are.